Well, Jack, headlines feeling a bit like Monty Python this week. Always look on the bright side of life. First off, the state budget facing an $800 million shortfall over the next 2 years. But the Snyder administration saying, hey, it's not all necessarily that bad. That, in fact, this is a positive sign. It shows that the economy is recovering. Explain.
Well, once you mentioned Monty Python, I'm at least grateful you didn't say, bring out your dead.
It's just a flesh wound.
Exactly. They're saying this is a good thing because a lot of the deficit is apparently due to the automakers cashing in credits they were given in return for, when times got better, hiring more people and adding things like that. But you have to wonder, I mean, that may be legitimately true, but you'd have to wonder, you would think the state would have sort of seen this coming. Mm-hmm. The auto recovery has been building for some years now. And so if that's the case, you can make the argument that the administration and legislature are at least guilty of not good planning. But at any rate, there is a deficit. And of course, these are never set in stone. They're always moving targets. Sometimes they tend to be smaller and sometimes they tend to be bigger than we think.
Okay, so let's talk about how Democrats responded.
Well, they were sort of, you know, there are some things the Democrats like. They like the fact that there's more emphasis being put on pre-kindergarten education mm-hmm. than on healthy dental, for the governor is rightly concerned about children who really can't concentrate or focus because of tooth decay. They're putting more money into that. And I think probably the best thing to sum up the Democrats' viewpoint was said by State Senator Coleman Young, who said the budget was the good, the bad, and the ugly. But the ugly part for Democrats is they have no power, especially in the state Senate. They have very little power.
Indeed. And Democrats also very quick to say, hey, there might be some increases in this budget, but nothing compared to the cuts that we saw back in 2011 when Republicans first took over both chambers as well as the executive branch.
Well, that's right. And the governor has about as large a majority now as he did then, but he's been in office for a long time. He's a lame duck, and the legislators have their own agenda.
Well, Jack, we wouldn't be the media unless we started really speculating, you know, years ahead of ourselves. So let's talk also about lawmakers in the state Senate, GOP-led state Senate, who decided on a 2016 presidential primary date.
More than any other state I can think of, we move our primary around all the time. Originally, when they started the Michigan primary again in 1972, it was in May, and then it's been in February, and it's been in January, and now they're talking about March. What they want to do is have some influence. On the other hand, if you go too early, the party will take away your delegates. Only before March 1st, only four little select states are supposed to go, and so it's all a matter of timing.
And finally, Mike Duggan, the mayor of Detroit, delivered his State of the City address this past week. And as you wrote, riveted his town for nearly an hour, glowing with infectious can-do optimism. Always look on the bright side of life, Jack.
Well, I talked to a militant black African nationalist who campaigned against Duggan and has been blown away by him. He says the only mayor since Coleman Young who has done anything for the neighborhoods, has done anything for people where he lives, and I think there is a danger of over-optimism. Detroit still has a lot of problems, but there is sort of an infectious sort of can-do attitude, and people see more streetlights going in, they see more demolitions happening, and they see a mayor who is very clearly devoted to the city and having a good time doing it. He loves exercising power, he loves being mayor, and we don't know how long this will last, but again, we've come out of the bankruptcy, the DIA was saved, most of people's pensions were saved, and there is a spirit of optimism in Detroit that I haven't seen since at least the early 1970s.
Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst, joins us Saturday mornings to review the state's week in news.
When you've lived for a long time, you remember stuff.
Thank you, Jack.